the Ampol Women's State of Origin is happening in our neck of the woods tomorrow night. Yeehaw! We are so pumped and we are privileged to have the captain of the Maroons on the phone with us right now, one of my all-time favourite Queenslanders, Ali Brigginshaw. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Wow, we could not be more excited to have you hitting the paddock tomorrow night. How confident are you?
I know, it feels like game day the way you guys are talking and pumped about it. I've got to stay calm for today before tomorrow. So.
don't worry, Ali. I woke up this morning and thought it was Friday something and ripper weekend's around the corner. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, so stay calm today. But, yeah, we're really confident. We've got 14 returning girls. So it's been a lot easier coming together, yeah. Having girls that experienced last year and also getting the win last year. They know what it takes to win now. So
that's it.
We go out there and we can be much better than we were last year. So that's the scary thing. If we play to our potential, yeah, it should be a good game on Friday night.
Hang on. What do you mean you're going to play much better? I mean, look, I'm a Blues supporter. Let me put it out there so you may hate me and want to hang up on me. But we don't want you to get any better. Just put out a good performance just so the fans are happy. But come on, let the Blues at least get, you know, within...
No way. We want back-to-back.
Absolutely.
They had glory a couple of years ago. That's gone now.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you broke you stamped their hat-trick chances last year. What was it? Was it 28-14, your victory?
Yep. I know, 26.
What was it?
24-18. Yeah, I got concussed with 4 minutes to go. So I wasn't allowed back out to the field for the ending.
Well, I tell you
what. At the end, I still kept forgetting the score.
You just won.
That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Can I ask you, Ali? I mean, day before the game. I mean, do you do a hard training? How does it work training wise? Is it a light day where you just sit back and have a couple of mocktails and sort of get yourself in the great relaxed mindset, or is there a real hard and fast training regime you're still going to get yourself through?
We have the morning off, so that's pretty chilled, and then we go off to captain's run. So that's really cool. We've got captain's run jerseys, and we go to the stadium like it's game day, run through our plays and just a really short and sharp session, and then come back for a light massage for an early dinner, and then jersey presentation off to bed for tomorrow. The game's, not till 7:45, so it's a long day on Friday, so you just got to, taper and not play the game too early.
That's it, not get too exhausted. Otherwise, yes, you'd be mentally exhausted before you even take the field. Now, speaking of mental, Ali, girls' education and girls in school, I know you have a lot to do with that and you're very passionate about them. Well, not only, obviously, women in sport, but girls getting a good quality education. And I wanted to run something by you quickly, not to get too serious, but recently, because I know this one will strike a nerve with you because you weren't allowed to play rugby league after the age of 12, which was devastating for you. Obviously, you're back in full force now. But my daughter, one of my daughters is 15, and at school about a month ago, they're playing AFL this term. And one of the teachers, and I'm sure she didn't mean really anything by it, but I think this is just something that might strike a chord with you. She said that she had it's a co-ed school. She had them all lined up. And she said, okay, they were having two teams. She said, for any girls that might have played before or want to challenge themselves, you can play up with the boys. And for those boys who aren't competitive or haven't played before, you can play down with the girls. And it really sort of, the fact that she even told me about it was interesting enough because she doesn't normally come home and tell me that sort of stuff. But I said to her, how did it make you feel, darling? And she said, well, it kind of made me feel embarrassed to be a girl. Now, this is something I'm presuming you've had to face a lot of throughout your career and continue to, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, that's it obviously does strike a nerve because I remember being the girl that would play with the boys and some boys wouldn't tackle me because I was a girl and all I wanted was to be treated as equal and I didn't care. Like sometimes I wish I was like, maybe if I shave my head, they'll just tackle me and not even know anything different. But there was a few boys that really took it, too far. But then there was a majority of guys that actually treated me as equal. And that's what it's about is we need to be recognised as equal because there's women's state of origin, you play rugby league and on the girls' game. We play rugby league. It doesn't matter if we're male or female. We just play the game because we love it and that's where we need to get to. And and that's the way that I want young girls to see it, is I just want to play rugby league. Don't look at me as a female. I want to play that game.
Exactly. You're just playing
and with AFL, you just want to be treated as, you know, you want those boys to be like, hey, miss, we don't care that they're girls. We just want to play a game. So that's where we need our young girls to stand up. And if they're treated like that, and speaking up about it is the first thing to do.
I must make you also feel really proud, I would imagine. Well, in a historic first, both teams, both Queensland and New South Wales tomorrow night, will be headed by female coaches. Obviously, Tani Norris for Queensland and one of our old touch footy mates, Kylie Hilda, for New South Wales. I'm just so ecstatic for this. And I believe all the referees are female as well tomorrow night?
Yeah, so that's like where they're going with the game moving forward. But these girls are good enough. They can referee men's matches. It's not just because they're female that that's the only reason they got the gig. They're great referees. And 100%. The same with the coaches. It's not because we're a female team that they can coach. I'm sure they could coach a male team as well. So it's just be treating as equal. We've got assistant coaches who are male. Not everyone has to be female, but we in the women's space, we've got some male assistant coaches that are very, very passionate about the game and have great knowledge in the game and want to share that to the girls. So
let's just use the best people possible, no matter what
their sex. Exactly, just getting the best person for the
job. That's what you want. Want people that want to coach you, want to make you better. Like Scotty Prince is one of the best. Mm. He works with me endlessly on my game, and he doesn't care that I'm a female. He just sees a rugby league player and wants to help.
Hey, can I ask you, Ali, a bit of a personal one here. How was my Ali in the touch footy days? She talks a big game of how good she was.
Oh, Ali, can you imagine me ever talking a big game about how good I was? What a load of crap.
You were always very funny, I know that. You always laugh. And I found you were quite aggressive on the field, just like me.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Quietly aggressive.
aggressive.
We weren't there in the fight, but we were making sure we gave a good touch or two.
Well, that's right. Well, I tell you what, that's it. I mean, if someone pees you, you don't go looking for a fight, but if someone gives it to you or, you know, pees you off, well, they're going to cop it back, aren't they?
Do you miss the touch, Ali? Do you miss playing touch footy?
I miss the girls that I used to play with. I have some really cool mates that I used to play with, and I always said probably when I finish rugby league, I'll definitely go back to NTLs and have a run around. I don't know what age that'll be, but I'll be definitely keen to catch up with the old girls.
Well, I tell you what, the Maroons won't be ready to let go of you anytime soon. You're donning. I wanted to ask you about this quickly before we let you go. You're donning. You got the number 13 on, but I've always thought you were the halfback. What's the go?
Yeah, so traditional halfback would wear 7 and 6, but we're playing with 3 halves, and we did that last year. It's a little bit different defending in the middle, but ball playing is exactly the same. Get to control the ruck, and I'll be either side of the play the ball, which normally in a half, you just stick to the one side for the women's game. But, I get to roam around the ruck, organise my forwards, and get the ball to the 5/8 or the other halves who have the footwork and the power to score the try.
Love it. She's got a magnificent long ball.
Laurie's joined us on the phone after our chat with Ali Brigginshaw. Laurie, good morning.
Hello, sweetheart.
Morning, lovely. What did you think of Ali Brigginshaw? She's just a gem, isn't she?
Oh, they're great. I tell you what, we went past the other day because my daughter lives at Kawana and we saw them all training.
Yep.
And I've got a granddaughter who'll be 15 in August and she plays for Maroochydore.
Yep.
And I tell you what, they bring those other girls down, they were big girls, 54-4.
That's it. We're talking rugby league, obviously. You've just joined us. We just had Maroons captain Ali Brigginshaw on with us. Yeah, honestly, girls, why anyone would think that girls don't want to tackle and get physical just the same as guys do is beyond me.
Well, that's it. She's got 4 brothers. He beat her around. Oh, not beat her, but they, you know.
I'm glad you clarified.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I had 3 brothers, and I tell you what, I could give them a good smack too at times, but we never had any sport like that when I was young.
Yeah.
But it's good to see them because they do weight training. The girls can look after themselves now.
Yeah.
And I think it's great.
I'm with you, Laurie. I mean, rugby league, cricket wasn't available to me. Even touch footy I wasn't allowed to play in primary school. It was only available for the boys. And it just makes me so emotional now to see these girls having these opportunities. I'm so happy for them. Could not be more ecstatic. And I'm so happy for my daughters because my 15-year-old, she loves AFL. She loves tackling.
That's it. And I'm pleased because she wears her headgear. She wears her mouth guard.
Yeah,
she
safe.
Crossed her breast. She said, "Nanny, I'm fully supported." And, you know, she said, "I can only do my best," but boy, do they get into it.
Yeah, they do.
I got the shock of my life because I've gone with my husband with rugby league, but I've seen these girls and I thought, holy heck,
yeah.
I'd hate Park Alley.
You'll see some great action tomorrow night, so
that's
get hold
right.
of those tickets
get
when
to
you
Sunny
can.
Coast Stadium tomorrow night for the State of Origin. Ali Brigginshaw, the captain, of course, is going to lead them to the victory.